에다 제준 라마시를 직송 못되게 넘는 걸어서 자유나 기분 충무도 충무에 넘는 게 떡은 나야 차네 제 기분 진짜 충무에 떡은 나야 차네 준 기분 충무 넘는 게 떡은 나야 차네 라마시
Thus, if you take these three words and apply them to the great exposition of the stages of the path, the word foremost is connected with the paths of a being of small capacity. The word holy is connected with the paths of being of middling capacity. And the word lama is connected with the paths of a being of great capacity.
Yeah, that's one thing.
It was an earlier Lama in Tibet who made this connection between these three words and the three levels of the path. Thus, it is important for you to understand that it is in this context that these three words can be applied this way. It by no means is necessary to apply these three words strictly in this way on all occasions. It's very important in Buddhist texts to distinguish between the context of various terms. If you just learn one meaning of a term and apply it to all the different contexts, you can really get into a mess. At the beginning of the text, he pays homage to the holy lamas. The word homage indicating a respectful attitude. The respectful attitude is indicated toward the lamas for the sake of generating these three realizations in one's continuum. The word for homage, when broken down into its syllables, indicates that an unfeasibility for being changed or diverted, and the other word means wishing, and one is wishing for an unchangeable or undiverted understanding of these three topics.
That in it, Jim, Jerubuchi, that Jerubuchi Niji, that Jim, Chenin was a dilemma of Majority. That yes, thank you. Nima, that one, and then Jerubuchi, that Jerubuchi Kudilia, you can hear that, that yes, thank you, Nima, Jim, my dear, Lama Mamuji, Shelly, a two night. How about the dealer? Jim Jamaya.
Uh,
사과도 주고 지는 잔다야 되는 때네. 아니.
어야.
잠못한거 인편. 쉬지 말라고. 딱 충고 있어. 쉬지 말라고 딱 가서 이렇게 충고해 인도 다네. 어, 이제 제대로 무지. 화나는 게 달라마. 지르다 다른 거 인기 말이. 딱 그 유님은 남은
Now because Tsongkhapa met with and studied from lamas of the Nyingma, Gagyu, and Sakya orders, many of them, and because in particular he met as if he met person to person with Manjushri, and in dependence upon them generated the view realizing emptiness, here at the beginning of the text, he pays homage to these holy lamas. And not only did the generation of a viewing consciousness realizing emptiness come about for him independent on Manjushri, but also it was a quintessential instruction of Manjushri to condense all of the paths, all of the teachings of the past into these three principal aspects. So that's the expression of worship. Then the promise to compose the text is indicated by the next verse, which is not on your sheet. I will explain as well as I can the meaning of the essence of all the conqueror's scriptures, the path praised by the excellent conqueror and children, and the port for the fortunate wishing liberation. It is suitable in this first stanza to interpret it as referring to one thing, that is to say, the meaning of the essence of all the conqueror's scriptures, which is the path praised by the excellent conqueror, and which is the port for the fortunate wishing liberation. However, you can also take those last three lines as referring to the three principal aspects of the path. The first, the meaning of the essence of all of the conqueror's scriptures, referring to the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence. The path praised by the excellent conqueror and children, as referring to the altruistic intention to become enlightened, and the port for the fortunate wishing liberation to refer to the correct view of emptiness. How is it that the meaning of the essence of all of the conqueror's scriptures refers to this in, to this thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence. As it says in the praise of dependent arising, everything that the Buddha taught is for the sake of freedom from cyclic existence. That Buddha didn't teach anything that wasn't for the sake of peace. Therefore, since the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence is the root of the path, it is the meaning of the essence of all of the conqueror's scriptures. The next line, the path praised by the excellent conqueror children. The word conqueror children refers to bodhisattvas, these being persons who are born from the speech of the conqueror Buddha. The path praised by the excellent bodhisattvas refers to the altruistic mind of enlightenment, which is that through the generation of which one becomes a bodhisattva, and that by means of which one is able to help others. The port for the fortunate wishing liberation refers to the view of emptiness, because the view of emptiness is that with which one can be freed from cyclic existence, and that without which, no matter what kind of good qualities one has, one cannot be liberated from cyclic existence. This is because liberation is a matter of whether one has removed the afflictive emotions or not, and it is through the view of realizing emptiness, the emptiness of inherent existence, that one can remove the afflictive emotions. He says, I will explain as well as I can these three topics. This means that he's assuming a humble attitude at the beginning of composing this text, or also that he will do whatever he can to explain these three in brief terms.
Mm-hmm.
This text was written by Thongpa at a time when he had already generated the view of emptiness according to its uncommon interpretation in the Prasangika system. He having already generated the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence and the altruistic intention to become enlightened much earlier in his life, and he had also arrived at a high level of the stage of completion in the stage of completion of highest yoga tantra when he wrote this text. From among the five levels of the stage of completion in highest yoga tantra according to the Guhya Samaja Tantra, he was at the level of he was at either the first or second level, the isolation of speech or the isolation of mind. Then in the next stanza, he sets forth the reasons for cultivating the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence. And prior to that, he sets forth an exhortation to those who are indicating those who are fit to listen to this type of teaching. You also don't have this stanza on your sheet. Whoever are not attached to the pleasures of mundane existence, whoever strive in order to make leisure and fortune worthwhile, whoever have faith in the path which pleases the conqueror Buddha, those fortunate ones should listen with an undistracted mind. And in this stanza also, the three topics brought up can be applied to the three principal aspects of the path. Its reference to the non-attachment to the pleasures of mundane existence refers to the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence. And the reference to making leisure and fortune worthwhile refers to the fact that if one generates the altruistic intention to become enlightened, then one makes the type of leisure and fortune which we have as humans worthwhile, meaningful. Then the mention of those who have faith in the path which pleases the conqueror Buddha refers to the generation of the correct view of emptiness in one's continuum. Therefore, a person suitable to listen to this text on the three principal aspects of enlightenment should be someone who has a deep interest in these three.
Oh, that's tenyi yedeba de, ane de, nana nebe dujada, nana nebe dujada zebara, nana yedeba kenam yanjik se, nana yedeba.
A person who has these qualifications is someone suitable to listen to the text. Thus he says, those fortunate ones should listen. Then he set forth a purpose for generating the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence with the first stanza which you have on the sheet. Without a complete thought definitely to leave cyclic existence, there is no way to stop seeking pleasurable effects in the ocean of existence. Also, craving cyclic existence thoroughly binds those who have bodies. Therefore, in the beginning, a thought definitely to leave cyclic existence should be sought. As Aryadeva says, a person who cannot generate a sense of discouragement when looking at these artifacts of cyclic existence, a person who cannot generate such discouragement is incapable of generating the thought to get out of cyclic existence. In order to generate a thought to get out of cyclic existence, it's necessary to know about the good qualities or the advantages of liberation and the faults of the cyclic existence that one wants to get out of. So then what is cyclic existence? What is liberation? What is cyclic existence? As Dharmakirti says, it can be posited as the burden of the mental and physical aggregate which are assumed out of contaminated actions and afflictions. Therefore, cyclic existence doesn't refer to some sort of country or area,
place.
When you look into it, cyclic existence is to be identified as the burden of these mental and physical aggregates which we have assumed from our own contaminated actions and afflictive emotions. Once we have such contaminated aggregates, they serve as a basis of suffering in the present. Because they are under the influence of former contaminated actions and afflictive emotions, they are devoid of being under their own power. That they are not under their own power means that even though that they are not under their own power indicates that even though one wants happiness and doesn't want suffering, because we have this type of mind and body, which is under the influence of former contaminated actions and afflictions, we are beset by many sufferings.
랜이 집탄데 딱 랜이 샤완쩨 통군 디 아니 마음에 동에 잡으세요.
And these contaminated mental and physical aggregates also induce suffering in the future.
다들 이제 말한데 내가 이제 사신도 되야로 마이 공부선 사신도 되야. 네가 딱 동에 그러는 시차 동에 그러는 시차에 와 이제 상한도 그래서 지금도 와.
Even though we with great value refer to our own, we say my body or my mental and physical aggregates, these actually have the nature of suffering, and there's nothing that you can, you can't switch it for something else. We don't want the suffering of aging. We don't want the suffering of sickness. We don't want the suffering of death. We don't want the suffering of birth. But the reason why we have these unwanted sufferings is just these contaminated mental and physical aggregates.
So,
did
that
all
you did that? That's how it gets. That's it.
If one doesn't want this type of suffering, is there, however, a technique for getting rid of this suffering or not? So the question is whether there is a technique for removing this suffering, these contaminated mental and physical aggregates or not. So is it that these aggregates are produced in dependence on causes, or that they are produced without causes? If they didn't depend on causes, then these mental and physical aggregates couldn't change. And we do see that they do change, right? That the mental and physical aggregates do change indicates that they depend on causes. These mental and physical aggregates each have their respective substantial causes and cooperative conditions. The mental and physical aggregates each have their own substantial causes and cooperative conditions. Now, we have mental and physical aggregates now, and we will also have mental and physical aggregates as a Buddha. But when we refer to cyclic existence, we're referring to the mental and physical aggregates that have their process of causation rooted in this in the contaminated process that is brought upon by, that is brought about by an uncontrolled mind.
잘 알았다? 흥분 나나야? 동해라는 식으로 흥분 가야지. 동해라는 식으로 흥분이 매장해. 흥분 주인상 매장했지. 그걸 영화치 하신 거야.
Therefore, it is possible to make the separation of the mental and physical aggregate from this impure state. It can be separated from the process of contaminated causation, and there still remain the continuum of mental and physical aggregate. It's 12 o'clock. End this session there. In order to remove these aggregates which are under the influence of contaminated actions and afflictions, it is necessary to stop newly accumulating contaminated actions, karma. In order to stop the accumulation of such new actions, and in order to stop nourishing old accumulated contaminated actions which are already accumulated before, it is necessary to remove the afflictive emotions. There are many different types of afflicted emotions. In the treasury of knowledge, there are five that are views and five that are non-views. The five that are views are condensed into one, making the six basic root afflictions. And the root of all of them is ignorance. There are many different ways of identifying ignorance. And if we explain it from the point of view of the highest of all of the systems, that of Prasangika Madhyamaka. The conception of phenomena as inherently existent, whereas they are not inherently existent, is identified as ignorance. And through the force of that ignorance, other afflictive emotions are generated. Now, when one analyzes to find out whether this ignorance abides right in the nature of the mind itself or not,
yeah,
then as Dharmakirti said, the nature of the mind is clear light, the defilements are adventitious. Once the defilements are adventitious, it is possible to remove them. If you generate the antidote to them, it is possible through the power of the antidote to remove them. Except for the fact that we are accustomed to conceiving objects to truly exist, whereas they do not, there is no valid foundation for this conception. The opposite of that conception is the conception that phenomena do not inherently exist, and except for the fact that we aren't used to it, there are reasons that establish that phenomena do not truly exist. Therefore, when we become accustomed to these reasons, it's possible to generate the wisdom that is the opposite of ignorance. The ignorance and the wisdom that realizes non-inherent existence have the same object of observation, but their mode of apprehension is exactly opposite. Since it is the fact that the one has a valid foundation and the other has no valid foundation, that one which is well reasoned, which has the valid foundation, when one increases it in strength, one can understand from one's own experience that when it increases in strength, the other one will weaken. Now, qualities of mind are more stable in that if their functioning hasn't deteriorated, it is not necessary to rely on new exertion for them to continue to exist. Thereby can be established that the wisdom realizing selflessness can be generated, and if once it is generated, one accustoms to it more and more, eventually it can be increased limitlessly, and when it is produced to its full extent, it will cause the mind that apprehends the opposite to disappear entirely.
Sabbathy. Now, Timothy, Sabbath, and then that, to me, has a chain
The defilements become extinct in the sphere of reality, and the sphere of reality, which is purified from the adventitious defilements upon the extinction of them in the sphere of reality, is called liberation.
Oh, that's the name. Sin city together, you do. Sin city deep in it. And it's Taras Mini. You have to do it.
And since the mind has a nature of clarity and of knowing, it can be established in this way that liberation can be achieved.
Taras Mini, Rangi. Taras Mini, Shabby, you know. Sinki.
Liberation is to be attained through knowing the final nature of the mind itself. Liberation cannot be sought from the outside, from something else. Like someone else giving it to you. When one has achieved liberation, due to the fact that one has removed all of the afflictive emotions, no matter what kind of external condition one meets with, one will not generate any of the afflictive emotions. Thus, due to that, one will not newly accumulate any karma that has been stopped. The removal and the non-removal of the afflictive emotions, the chief of which is ignorance. Thus, since the process of liberation depends upon the removal of the afflictive emotions, and since that depends upon wisdom, and wisdom depends upon the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence, initially it's very important to develop the intention to leave cyclic existence. Now, that completes the explanation of what is the first stanza on your sheet. That with regard to the second stanza, leisure and fortune are difficult to find, and life has no duration. Through familiarity with this, emphasis on the appearances of this life is reversed. In the system of this book on the three principal aspects of the path, the thought definitely to leave cyclic existence is generated through reflection in two stages. One, to remove the emphasis on the appearances of this life, and the other, to remove the emphasis on the appearances of future lifetimes.
Lam